You know what time it is. It's time for an economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott.
All right, doctor,
how are you people doing?
Great.
People on the edge of their seats, man. This is.
Oh, wow. You've
never been more relevant, maybe in your life. This is an amazing window.
Everybody's looking at you like our dog Reagan looks at David when he's eating popcorn.
Yeah. Like
this is just God's blessing. I mean, the impact and influence is just exploding.
It is.
And to me, it's like, all right, we've been right. I mean, there's no bones about it, but it's just Holy Spirit empowerment, understanding trends. It's not rocket science. It's really not. When governments run out of money, they start to do crazy things. When they start to do crazy things, they print more money. Now the rest of the world hates America. They're dumping U.S. treasuries. They're buying gold. They're hiding it. The Fed is like telling, you know, Congress to go take a flying leap. We're not going to give you any information. It's like, what? The world's gone crazy, right? And those are some of the things I want to go over. But the bottom line is, and we've seen this in the making for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And now when it's right in front of us, it's like, yeah, we've been talking about this for 2 years. And when it happens, it's like, I can't believe it's here. I'm partly in that boat myself. Even though I've been talking about it for 2 years, it's like, right. Man, it's like, I don't think anybody understands, including you all, including myself, the magnitude of what's about to happen, right? Because even though we've been talking about it, when you look at what's happened to the price of gold and the price of silver, people think, well, is it just supply and demand? Yes. However, it's been a shift globally from the West to the East on who owns gold. So if you look at charts, which I want to look at them, but I want to cover a couple of things first, is China owns the majority of the world's gold now. And this is all, you know, new reports coming out, and we're looking at it. It's like, if they own the majority of it, do they want the prices to be lower to be high? They want it to be high.
Definitely. Right?
So when we had the majority of it, and we were, you know, we wanted it to keep buying it at these low prices. Now that they already own it, they want the prices to go through the roof because they're trying to be the world's reserve currency. And what have you seen now? There's not as much price fixing. There's countries are wanting to repatriate their gold. That China's got all this massive unsubstantiated, because they don't report it, but like 30,000 tons of gold, not the 5,000 tons that you know, global officials are saying. Mm-hmm. I bet it's 30,000. Well, yeah, you're going to want prices to go high. There's no more price fixing. Shanghai Gold Exchange doesn't allow for short selling. It's like, dude, no wonder, because they knew what they were doing over the last decade, amassing tons and tons and tons and thousands of tons and tens of thousands of tons of gold. So now people are shocked that the price is going up. I don't think they should be shocked at all that the price is going up, because it's in their best interest to make that happen. So okay, you've got this.
Kirk, can I clarify? When you say we a moment ago, just for our listeners, no. When you say we, you don't mean you and Stacy and I or your firm. When you say we, you're referring to America.
America,
our political strategy versus China versus the globalist, how they're positioning against each other on the risk board.
Yeah. So Martin Armstrong actually did this article a couple weeks ago, not this one that's on the screen, but he wrote an article about why are central banks buying gold? Well, why are they buying gold? Dude, producer Colton, you're a genius.
He's really good.
That's pretty good.
So why are they buying gold? This goes back to Biden and Putin. When Russia attacked Ukraine and Biden said, I'm going to do the nuclear option and I'm going to cause Russia to go into the get out of the SWIFT system. So no more banking for them. Right. So Russia went to China to be part of their SWIFT system called SIPS, and really created that union of the BRICS nations. And they didn't create it. It was already there, but they sure strengthened it because of Biden's stupid actions. Right. So now this war with Ukraine because Biden decides, hey, this Zelensky guy who's actually anti-Christian and is blocking all church services in Ukraine, he's somehow better than Putin. So anyway, that Putin's getting ticked, right? And so what did Biden do politically? He froze their assets. He froze all of their gold, like almost a trillion dollars worth of gold, said you can't have it. Right.
So wow.
The rest of the world is saying, we don't want this Biden guy to freeze our assets because he doesn't like us, or they're weaponizing the US dollar. So now all these countries are starting to pull gold away from the Fed. And this is a very interesting thing, because this is why we're seeing a mass exodus of gold out of the West and into the East. So this is causing supply and demand issues. Well, how bad is it? So there's research that I found that shows the net flows of gold from the West to the East. And you know what it says? It says that since April of last year, China added these are just reported numbers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think the unreported numbers are substantially higher. But China has 160 tons of gold, India 80, Turkey 62, Saudi Arabia, part of BRICS, now 20. Look at America, minus 136.
How?
So because that's the gold flow that we used to have that's being repatriated and going to these other countries. So China's amassing all the gold and they're taking the stuff back because they said, look, we're not going to be caught the way that Russia was. And they basically froze their assets. I think all these countries are starting to do the same, plus buying gold. And America's at minus 136. That's almost exactly the opposite of China. That's plus 160, we're 136. So this caused Congress to go to the Fed and say, Freedom of Information Act, we want to know how many countries are pulling out their gold, who it is and how much. And what did Jerome Powell say? He thumbed his nose at them and said,
pound sand.
I don't care if it's a Freedom of Information Act, we're not telling you. Said, if you want to know the information, you have to go to the New York Fed, and the New York Fed's not going to tell you. So therefore, you're not going to get the information.
This is Congress asking him. This isn't like, my cousin trying to find out. This is the elected officials that we have representing our interests as a people.
Yes.
Asking Trump.
So to be in contempt of Congress, which is breaking the law, evidently the Fed is above that. But why would they go to great lengths to not even comply with a FOIA and say, we're not telling you? It's because they know that they don't want people to know how much gold is actually leaving the West and going to the East, because it spells death and destruction for the Western financial system as we know it. Right? I mean, so this is why things like this are happening. So let's look at some charts that I sent over to you earlier. So there's one called Dollars Out, Gold In. What are the central banks around the world doing? They're getting rid of U.S. treasuries. And we always have to ask, well, okay, so they're getting out. That's only one side of the equation. What are they doing with the proceeds, right? Maybe they're sitting in their own currency. Maybe they're buying other people's currency. No, they're not. They're buying gold, right? So they're getting out of treasuries, going into gold. Russia did this a few years ago. A few years ago, Putin got rid of all U.S. treasuries, like literally 100%. Russia owns no more U.S. treasuries. But what did they do? Did they sit in the ruble? No, because the ruble stinks too. They went into gold. Now, Russia has like 1,000 tons of gold and zero allocated into the U.S. treasuries. Signal. That should have been a signal a few years ago as to what was coming. And it was. We talked about it. I mean, I remember talking about it back then. But that's where we're headed. Now, it gets worse than that. It's not just Russia. Let's look at China. China's U.S. treasury holdings. Look at how they've declined. From 1.4 trillion down to like 820 billion. So they're under $1 trillion for the first time in well over a decade. They're getting rid of it hand over fist.
And Kirk, there's more dollars than ever now as well, right? I heard Patrick Van David, he was at a live conference, and he made this statement. I don't know exactly the date of this event, but I saw it. He said like 40% of the U.S. dollars didn't exist like 18 months ago, 2 years ago. Like 40% of our currency didn't even exist 2 years ago.
Correct. Well, just in this year's budget, we're going to go $3 trillion in debt. I mean, who in their right mind would say, okay, let's say, David, that you're this financial genius and you're telling Stacey, I got our budget for this year. We're going to spend $730,000. And she says, but we only make $400,000. What are you thinking? We can't spend more than what we make. And we only make $400,000. You're going to spend $730,000. Now add a bunch of zeros to that because that's Biden's budget, spending $7.3 trillion. We only bring in about $4 trillion. And somehow people think that this is a good idea. Mm. So to put that into perspective, that's $3 trillion in the hole in 1 year. It took from 1776 until 1980 to just generate $1 trillion worth of debt. 204 years it took us to accumulate $1 trillion. And Biden wants to add $3 trillion on this year's budget. And Congress rubber stamps it and says, this is great. Let's do it. It's like, what are they thinking? Right? This is absolutely bonkers and insane. So because of those kind of stupid policy actions, the rest of the world now is dumping U.S. dollars. Because they realize, oh, without the reserve currency status that now the BRICS nations have, for all intents and purposes, stealing the petrodollar away from us. Actually, they didn't steal it. They just had a better plan than we did because we print money like there's no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Central banks are dumping dollars all over the world. I mean, look at this chart. I mean, the percentages are almost irrelevant. Just look at the picture.
So we're creating more dollars. And they're getting rid of dollars at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bad combo.
So who owns those dollars? If the rest of the world's getting rid of them and we're printing them like mad, the Fed owns them. They're the buyer of last resort. So the Fed's balance sheet is absolutely toxic because they own all these worthless U.S. treasuries because nobody else will buy them. And the story that always comes every single week at treasury auctions is hey, we sold all the U.S. treasuries. The demand for the U.S. dollar is strong. It's like, no, who's the buyer? Is it China? Nope. Is it Japan? Nope. Is it Europe? Nope. Is it anybody around the world? Nope. Well, who's buying them then? The Fed, with money that they print out of thin air. To me, that's not a real buyer. But they're going to spread the message of there's demand for the U.S. treasuries because every single auction goes completely 100% fulfilled, but nobody's asking the real question of who's buying this stuff. It's the Fed with money that they're printing out of thin air. So their balance sheet's absolutely toxic, right? Just toxic with something that's going to go away. It's like, well, why would they want it to go away? Why would they shoot themselves in the foot?
Good question.
Well, because they have a different plan. They're the ones that are ushering in central bank digital currency, which is going to control every aspect of every person's life. To me, it's the mark of the beast. And so when they're going to usher in the new system, they're still in control, except it's better control because it's digital and they can track everything. So they don't care if they get rid of their old system. They're killing their old baby so they can have a new baby. That's how I look at it. They're still the same people in charge, but this is really ugly and insidious. And so then there's another chart on there. That let's see, dollars in, dollars out, gold flows to the east. Oh, I don't think I put it in there. But so what else is happening is it's not just China that's buying gold. It's not just China. When you look around the world, it's mostly the BRICS nations, but most of the Western nations are getting rid of it. It's like, most of the nations like Canada, the United Kingdom, they're not holding gold for other countries. They're not having repatriation from there. They're just getting rid of it because they know that their time in the sun is done. There's a power shift from the West to the East.
Wow.
And they need money to survive. Their entitlements have overtaken their revenue. They're not the world's reserve currency. They're forced to sell good assets to pay off bad. See, this is what's happening all around the globe. And what do we get to do? Yeah, look at that chart right there. Thanks, Colton, for bringing that up. But what then we do? We do the same thing that they're doing. They're buying gold because they know that that's where their strength. Now, I'm not buying gold. I'm buying silver because silver is outpacing gold by a lot. It's equally as safe, and silver and gold tend to rise together, but silver, because of the manufacturing demand for it, is going to rise faster. So we're allocated into silver. And we should spend an entire show on why we're in silver and what that's going to do in people's portfolios when we mm-hmm. start to do a rate trade into gold.
That would people be fun. Will be
blown away. And there's a method to our madness of why we go into silver when all these central banks are going into gold. And the quick answer is because I want to get you more gold for free. That's why. And we leverage silver to get to that point. So these are perilous times we're living in. It's hard to believe that they're right underneath our nose right now when we've been talking about it for a couple of years. But these things happen really, really fast when they start to happen. So I want to encourage everybody who's on the fence, might not have rolled all their stuff into metals yet, whether they're in their mutual funds, old 401ks, whatever. I mean, allocate more. As our family, you know, we like real estate and we're looking at, you know, let's buy some more real estate. You know what I decided last night? It's like, we're not going to buy any more real estate right now. We're going to invest into silver because I still think real estate's going to stay static or come down into silver doubles or triples over the next year. I get that house for free, right? So we're allocating into strength, withholding other purchases to take advantage of this trend because it's so strong.
I feel like, Dr. Kirk, as you're talking, when you're in a roller coaster and you're getting ready to hit that first, you know, down, and you're like, boom, 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 click, boom. Click, exactly. Click, that's how I feel like we're at. And then we're at this top right here. And it's like, woo, we're getting ready to go down. And I mean, we're seeing that everybody's feeling it. Everybody's very aware of it. So if that's you, Flyover family, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to make that move. Just go to flyovergold.com. It's a landing page, place you can fill out your information. Then someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up that free consultation. Again, it's free. It doesn't cost you any money to find out your options. Or you can call 720-605-3900 to set a time for that free consultation. Again, it's 720-605-3900. You're going to call that number and then they'll schedule a consultation for you. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for bringing this information.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always very positive about what's going on because you have answers to be able to help us so that we can sleep at night. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes!
30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry! I was hungry! You gotta be hungry!
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark and an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 while they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.